This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
Good evening, everyone. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Scott Eckersley, producing on Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out to my next guest, Keith Ledbetter, who is Director of Legislative Affairs for the Michigan Infrastructure Transportation Association. Good evening, Keith. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me tonight.
Very good. This piqued my interest, and it made me smile at the same time. A story that's come out that MITA has done with a new website and a Facebook that's going to help us track potholes in the state of Michigan. Why don't you tell me a little bit about how this got started?
Sure. What we're trying to do here really is offer a public service of allowing people to report potholes and then contacting the various road agencies to let them know that they have a problem. At the same time, it really focuses attention on a critical problem that we have here in the state of Michigan in terms of our deteriorating roads and bridges. So really, it serves two different purposes.
Well, and when did this launch? It's just recently, isn't it?
Ironically enough, we just launched it today, and within 2 hours, we had almost 200 pothole reports. In 2 hours, and when I left the office this afternoon, we were up over 400. So we're having tons and tons of people report potholes, and really it's been shocking to us. Now, in the past, we've done pothole contests where we allow people to upload photos, and we gave cash awards for those. This is the first time we've done something like this, and we have such an overwhelming response that really we were quite shocked by it.
Well, and just for information purposes, and we'll repeat this later, you put up a fan page on Facebook, excuse me, called Fix Michigan Roads, and Michigan is MI, so it's Fix MI Roads. And I friended or fanned it a while ago and have been watching things develop on it. And so people can log on there and then get links into this other website as well.
Absolutely. The easiest way to do it is go to our main website, which is www.drivemi.org. And right on the first page there, there's a section that says report a pothole. And you go there, you put in the information in terms of the location of that pothole, the nearest cross street, and basically you push send, and it goes directly to us. We take a look at that. We'll figure out which road agency is responsible for that section of road, and we will contact them to let them know. At the same time, one of the tools that's kind of interesting and fun that we're using is we're using Google Maps, and we're plotting out where each one of these potholes are located. Ironically enough, unfortunately, we don't have an automated system, so we have someone burning the midnight oil tonight to try to help us get caught up because we got slammed with so many pothole reports today.
Are you surprised at the numbers today at the response?
We weren't even sure exactly. Right when we sent out the press release this morning, that it had fully been gone out, and by 11:30, about an hour later after it's gone out, like I said, we were up well over 100, and then about 200 within 2 hours, and so they have been streaming in at really amazing clips, which it's pretty surprising to us. On the other hand, you know, if you drive the roads and bridges here in the state, you recognize that we have a significant problem here. And the reason why we're doing this is because we want policymakers to become aware that people are concerned about the condition of our roads and bridges. They do want to see improvement. And most people acknowledge that fixing roads and bridges is a core function of government, and they expect us to do it well. And unfortunately, it's just not an area that we've invested in over the last few years. In fact, Michigan is ranked 48th in the nation in per capita spending on our roads and bridges. You can't expect us to have the kind of severe weather conditions we have here with our intense freeze-thaw cycles and then expect us to spend virtually no money to actually fix them. So we're actually, unfortunately, we're living in the world that we've created by virtue of a lack of investment in our infrastructure.
And of course, we're coming on to pothole season, as it were, in Michigan, with it getting above freezing just this weekend for the first time in a very long time, and the freezing and thawing it, and that's what creates these monsters.
Absolutely. You know, the weather conditions, the intense freezing that goes on, changes what's happening underneath the pavement, and it begins to heave, and then as water gets down below the surface of the road and then freezes, it expands, and then it contracts, and then it goes through this series of expansion and contraction and creates what later amounts to very significant potholes. And you see that not only on a road system, but even if you drive in the parking lot of, you know, various stores and the mall and so forth, you see the same type of thing. It's really a function of weather. But ultimately, we have to keep on these things. We have to keep maintaining our roads at appropriate levels so that we don't have to drive on potholes that create dangerous situations. My coworker was telling me on the way back to work today that an oncoming car was swerving out of the way of hitting a pothole and came into the advancing lanes on the other side. And so these are really create dangerous situations. I have to be a motorcycle operator, and for motorcycles, when they hit these potholes, can do an awful lot of damage and really put people's lives at risk. And we've gotten to the point now that we can't fool around anymore. We really have to invest so that our people are safe and that we get to school and to work in those places without any problems, because we haven't invested even the minimum amount of resources.
Well, and what are you said that the data will be collected, and then the agencies responsible for the area where this pothole is found will be alerted. There are some fixes they can do even in this kind of weather to maintain it until something more permanent can be done, aren't there?
Absolutely, but you have to keep in mind, when they're just filling a pothole with a little bit of asphalt, that's really not a permanent fix. It's only a very temporary problem. And when we allow our roads even to get to that condition, it's almost too late. You need to maintain them very early on when the road conditions are in fair, good condition. But once it gets to the point where there's potholes, it requires really reconstruction of the entire pavement. And when you do that, the cost goes up by 4 to 5 times the amount that it would have cost. So we're seeing really evidence that a lack of investment over a long period of time is really starting to take hold. Here in Michigan, we have over 30,000 miles of roads in poor condition. And really, we want to send a message to lawmakers and to the policymakers here in Lansing, a lot of them brand new, that this is something that's got to be a focus of yours. I know the governor is going to be announcing his budget plan this week. He certainly has his work cut out for him in terms of balancing the budget with the limited amount of money that's coming in. On the other hand, we think it's important for him to recognize that infrastructure investment in our roads and bridges really is a core function of government, and we should maintain that. Our funding system right now is funded through two main sources. One is the gas tax and the vehicle registration fee. It's a user fee approach. We expect that the people who use the roads the most should be the ones who pay for them. And unfortunately, they haven't kept up with inflation because people are getting better miles to the gallon. That means they're consuming less fuel. And when they consume less fuel, that means less dollars go into our road system. So we have an antiquated system that really has to be changed. And unfortunately, there is no silver bullet. We can't really expect Santa Claus or the Tooth Fairy to come and drop off a sack load of cash. It requires state policymakers decide that they're going to do what it takes to fix the problem.
Well, the launch is appropriate with budget discussions coming up here shortly, and giving attention to this is a good thing. And I think it'll help with folks' frustration level, frankly, when they feel like they're able to participate in letting folks know who can make a difference, where these potholes are. Because as you said, they're not just dangerous, they're very damaging to your car as well.
Absolutely. And we hope ultimately that commuters that are concerned about the roads go to www.drivemi.org, visit our website, report the potholes. We'll make sure that the road jurisdiction is made aware of that. And then also, we also encourage those same people to contact their legislators and say, you know, we're concerned about this, and this is really something that's very important to me in terms of how we spend our tax dollars, and send a message to legislators that there are appropriate uses for those tax dollars. And we certainly don't want to skimp in this area.
Well, I think it's great, and thank you for giving the website again. Will we be able to see the Google map from that website as well as it gets
Absolutely.
Plotted?
If you go there, even right now, to the main page on the left-hand side, it says Google Map, and you can go on there and see what's been updated so far. As I mentioned, it's not an automated system. It's actually someone inputting them in one by one. So a little bit of work is having to take place even tonight to upload those. So it'll take a little bit of time, but we would encourage people to continue to submit their potholes, and we will get those uploaded as soon as we can.
So someone's going to be late for Valentine's tonight because they're plotting our potholes.
That's cool, and I understand, yeah.
Okay. Well, Keith, I appreciate this. I think people will learn a lot by going to this website and, again, feel like they're participating in the process with helping with the problem of potholes in Michigan. So I appreciate your time explaining it to us this evening.
Well, thank you very much for having us on. We certainly appreciate the opportunity to be able to tell our story.
And we'll check in with you again and see how it's going. I have a feeling this count is going to jump exponentially.
I suspect over the next couple of days we're going to see an explosion.
I think so, too. Thank you so much, Keith. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You as well. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Same to you, Keith. We've been speaking with Keith Ledbetter, who is Director of Legislative Affairs for the Michigan Infrastructure Transportation Association. And we'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.